All right, man, we bike. Boom, boom. How you feeling, man? Boom, 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 boom. Just gonna keep boom, booming. Hey, you know what? The crazy thing is I think that probably sounds crazy, like, because I can hear you, right? But then nobody knows, like, what song you, like, probably, like, getting your tune off to.
Nobody out here knows what the fuck I'm talking about.
Just like that day when we was at the park and you was like, tick-a-ta, tick-a-ta. And I was like, bro, there's no music, so nobody knows what he's doing. They probably think, like, he's a regional center playing. Like my man's right.
Shout out to the regional center.
Yeah, nothing wrong with the regional center.
Nah, nothing wrong at all.
They're
out here doing good work.
Amen to that. Here we go. We get a hallelujah. They out here doing the Lord's
boom,
work,
boom,
man.
Boom, boom.
Where we at, man?
Man, we dead in the middle of Little Italy. Hey,
I'm gonna go ahead and I'll play your track for you real quick, and we'll pause it on there.
Ready for war? Joe, how you wanna blow these spots? I know these dirty cops that'll get us in if we murder some wop. Hop in your helmet, the punish is ready. Meet me and Beatles with noodles. We do this do while these slurping spaghetti. Everybody kiss the fucking floor. Joe, we crack fucking
more.
If they move, noodles shoot that fucking whore. Dead in the middle of little.
How you going? How you gonna play the horns right after he's while he's saying Little Italy?
I had to make sure. No, I put it in that. That's the
you put
that's
it
best,
in right when he was saying
what
Little
are
Italy.
Talking about, man? That's the
you
best
said
place
where we
it.
At. He was telling us where we at.
And I put the horns in. So anyway, right, when's the last time you came out here? Turn me up in the headphones a little bit.
All right. So I feel like I don't know if it was here, but it was around
right
here.
Right there, man. You trying to blare me out? Turn me down a little bit. Keep going. Keep going.
There was a.
There you go. When was the last time you was out here? Now.
I feel like there was a St. Patrick's Day joint. I came down here with my brother and sister, and they came down here. Ooh, I feel like it was a couple years ago.
So it's been that long. So you
When was I was here for my birthday too?
Yeah, we did come
around
here. For your
birthday. That might have been the same year.
We came by here. You guys ate at King and Queen Cantina, I think, for your birthday, which is down the street. They have decent tacos. It's not bad at all. The alcohol is great, as always. I'm a ratio guy. The ratio's got to be like where it needs to be at for me to enjoy it. But then we walked from King and Queen. Your boy Ben's house.
El Camino?
Yeah. And then we went to El Camino and you dipped out early that night. I was like, yo, this is his birthday. Why are we dipping out early right now?
Man, it wasn't my favorite birthday.
Nah, I ain't mad at you. It's all right. Out of 30 something of them, man, I'm sure you can't win them all. So it's all right. It's part of the game.
Hey, Little Lily's popping right now.
No, it's crazy. You wouldn't.
We passed by the signs. Hey, come out before Gavin changes his mind.
You seen some characters too. Oh, that's right. You almost hit a lady.
Nah,
walking
we ain't
her
doing
German
that.
Shepherds. She was in there like, wait.
She popped out. She what's the word I'm looking for? She disappeared like on some telekinetic shit.
Yeah.
She just popped out of nowhere.
I don't know where she came from. But we almost didn't record today. We was almost.
I was gonna run away.
We was almost gonna ride with her on the way to Kaiser Charter. Don't sue him. Please.
Let's just run to Balboa.
He just bought a house. Trying to get her with all the things that you feel in between.
There's a lot of characters out here today.
Nah, it's crazy out here, man.
I thought Italy is pretty much downtown.
No, it is. Yeah.
So I mean, like, what I'm saying when we were setting up. We had to make a second trip to the car.
Yeah.
So let me tell you about just on the way to the car. You see this apartment complex right behind you right here? This gray joint?
Yeah.
So I'm coming back. The Karens is out. And you know she's a Karen because, one, she was not talking. She was not with nobody, but she was talking out loud.
Yeah.
So she goes, she's looking at these windows and their room went in the apartment complex. She's like, oh, none of those have screens. I'm pretty sure that's illegal. And she wasn't with nobody. She was talking to herself. So I heard that. And then I grabbed the shit and I come back down. And on the way back down, I'm passing by a family who appears to be tourists. And I say that because I'm guessing there was a used condom on the street. And this little kid.
These they were safe, though. They were being safe.
Yeah, but this little kid, he probably like 10 years old. And he goes, huh. What a shitty city. I said, dang, man. I let him get it off, but.
Yeah, you can't win from losing.
I needed to know where he's coming from because if you're calling San Diego a shitty city.
We're a lot better than L.A.
I need to know.
Aesthetically wise.
No. We're a lot better than the majority of the world, city wise.
New York City, too.
I need
those
to know.
A lot of those places
I need
are dirty.
To know where you're coming from to call my city a shitty city.
Mm.
Just because you saw a used condom on the ground.
It's probably from Idaho, some small town in Idaho.
No. Then you definitely can't say my.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just telling you, in his mind, you know, he knows the bread maker in this town.
All right.
Let's get started, man.
Shout out to Idaho. the best potato.
Uh-oh, that's the wrong one. Here we go.
Protect to a girl I used to see. Saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I want to be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. And I CC'd every girl that I CC round town.
I almost came out to this on my wedding.
You should have.
Because that's how real I am.
You should have. I mean, that would have been a great move right there.
No, my fault. That's how real she is. No looking back. Spaceships don't come equipped with rear view mirrors. They
there we go. There you go.
I'm glad it's night. So the light from the sun would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. High jump the broom like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon.
Don't do it. Reconsider. Read some litter.
Sure, on the I'm side. Definitely saying this to you on your wedding day.
Listen. You could be anywhere in the world. You could be in Little Italy having a drink at 12 o'clock.
No, you got dead in the middle of Little Italy.
You could think that we was at Liberty Station again or Cows Mountain or Roar Park. We somewhere outside. You could be out there enjoying church with your family. You could be out here at your mama's house, your grandmama's house, your auntie's house, anywhere. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Thank you.
Drive a compressor, top notch hoes, not the most, not the lesser. Trash like the fuck for $40 in the club. Fucking up the game, bitch, it gets no love. She be cross country, giving all that she got.
Oh yeah. We gonna keep it going. We gonna keep it going. Here we go.
Yeah, heard this in a minute.
Hey.
I want to talk about this.
Come on, man.
This is how our girls were talking about us when we walked out the door. Is this the last song?
Maybe not.
All
right. Because I gotta do something for the ladies.
That's how they was talking to us when we left the house, though. Oh, y'all getting dressed up.
Yeah, y'all getting dressed.
Y'all must be going to live dead in the middle of Little Italy. You still got the same phone number from high school?
I do.
Back then.
I still got, you got the same number?
004.
You got the same number, too? Come on, man. I'm hitting a whole nother level right now. Nastiness.
I need you to.
You couldn't even play Game Over.
It was sickening though.
You want me to treat like you like milk and do nothing?
My girl knows this song word for word, bro.
I bet she does.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, this is.
I need to find someone that'll treat me like milk.
You got one. She treats you like you white.
No. Spoiled milk. Can you hear me though? Cause my mic is doing a lot of wild shit.
Yeah, I can hear you.
But all you gotta do is keep it real with a player. Just answer your phone whenever I call. Oh, yeah.
We're gonna take it all the way to the hook.
Walk in the spot and take my pick and they
wanna
roll cause they like my style. And when I pop my collar, I make them smile. I need a lady on the streets, but a freak in the sheets that know how to cook, cause a nigga like to eat spaghetti, shrimp,
you like
and
to
steak.
Eat?
And
I do like
you.
Eat.
I know.
I treat you like milk, I'll do nothing but spoil you.
Playing sunshine and overcast is crazy.
You said what?
Playing sunshine when it's overcast.
Nah, there's some sun coming out because I can feel it on the back of my back right now, man. We living our best life. Yo, I want to welcome y'all to the You Wasn't Outside podcast. I'm one of your hosts, not doing the most. Normal ass Carl. To my left, I have the one and only.
Am I to your left?
You're to my left front ish type like ordeal right now. To my left front ish ordeal right now. I got my man Lex. Lex is struggling with the mic right
AKA,
now. You messing up my intro right now. AKA.
There we go.
Once you're done. Once and done. Those are the ones on his feet,
no
man.
Hey, the band.
No Ross Carter.
I thought I was banned today from a Little Italy.
No Ross Carter. And
Just Lex.
No Ross Carter.
Here we go. I got to hear the Just Lex. Here we go. Just Lex.
You've been talking over it every week.
Welcome to episode 30 of the You Wasn't Outside podcast. Man, so how you been, bro? What's been going on with you, man?
Not much, man. I've been working all week.
Yeah.
Got overtime, so I didn't have a lot of time to have any life happen to me.
I ain't mad at it, man. Did you do anything for the weekend or anything like that before coming out here?
Now,
or just Friday, a lot of family
Friday
time?
Was supposed to be move-in day.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you're right. So what happened with
it
that?
Got pushed back, man. SDG&E out here slacking.
In terms of like getting your power connected and stuff like that? What'd they say?
No, not the regular SDG&E shit. So the only thing left that they had to do on the house was to set up, put in a meter, like install a meter for meter shit, whatever that means.
Yeah.
And they've been slacking for like 3-4 weeks. They've been ready to go.
You ain't even seen the SDG&E truck outside your house, huh?
Nah.
Or in the neighborhood at all. They just at home with the trucks in the driveway.
Nah, they out here just not installing meters.
They not doing what they need to do. All right, man. Yeah, me? Shoot, I just been working with play golf Friday. Met a doctor, so I'm fully vaccinated now.
Yeah.
You told me I got to wait my 2-week period.
Bum, bum, bum. No, because you said I'm out here vaccinated. It don't matter. But yeah, it ain't been the 2 weeks yet.
I don't know what article.
You out here trying to change.
But we're all getting facts from somewhere else.
You are Carlinon trying to change the science.
This guy, man, you're a funny dude. Nah, but I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, bro, like, for me, I thought it was important for me to do it. My parents had already got the Pfizer one.
Yeah.
Bro, you were so close on the mic. It's ridiculous.
I had to because it keep lowering down, man.
All right, let's fix you. And we're back.
What you mean?
Fam. Yo, you are so difficult for no reason because nah. We got it all figured out now. Your posture is way better. That's crazy.
It's not way better. My back hurts.
Nah, I know, but it's way better, though. Like, you look in a relaxed position.
I'm telling you, I'm not relaxed.
It's all good. All right, I have you die. But anyway, I got the Pfizer. I got the Pfizer shot.
Fuck Pfizer, man.
My uncle ended up getting the Moderna one, and he ended up having some reactions. I know
I've been
Johnson
hearing about
Johnson's
the Johnson
out.
And Johnson is crazy out here.
I heard that the efficiency or the what they call it efficacy or like the rate on that, like, it's not as high as like the other ones.
Well, they did have to have an emergency go ahead.
Yeah.
So like, maybe they was like, ah, fuck it, it's good enough.
You just give it to somebody. So I ran into a doctor on Friday at the golf course, and he was telling me, like, the goal is to get, like, majority of the population of the world, like, vaccinated before different variants and stuff like that start coming out. He's like, because the more that you have people that are infected. Because
we got one right. We got one in local. We got a variant local.
And that's what dude was telling me that, basically, bro, was telling me that, he was basically telling me that the new variants that they've came out with or whatever, like the Pfizer one actually takes care of that one. So it's different, you know what I mean? Like in that regard. So I take it for what it is, man. But anyway, anything else been up new with you or anything like that, man? Or has been typically the same stuff?
Just another beautiful day.
One of my girls, homegirls, was asking me about starting a podcast. You know, most people, you know, ask me about it.
And he said, oh, I'm a mogul. You should come with me.
Nah, I didn't do that. I'm a Kogel, first of all. But she was asking me about podcasts and everything. And I was telling her, I was like, man, you know, it's about finding the topic and stuff like that that you want to talk about that you can expound upon or a lane. And then she was like, yeah, well, you know, one of my friends, he's got a podcast or whatever. I was like, well, what do they talk about? She's like, yeah, they just talk about when they used to hang out when they were kids and stuff like that. I was like, that sounds like a small segment of our episode, but you got to give some people like some substance. You know what I mean? And then she got into this whole thing about fame and all this other stuff. And I was like, man, the whole point of us doing this isn't to be famous. I'm here to entertain people, have like different type of conversations and stuff like that, you know, for people to have.
I'm just
forward.
Here to get away from my kids. Speaking of getting away from your kids, man, so we rode together today.
Yes.
And so I went to your house to pick up the stuff.
Correct.
And you being the stuff.
Yes.
As soon as I walked in, your lady was like, oh wait a minute, where are y'all going? and she was not in contact with my lady, but my lady had the same energy when I left the house.
Where
are you going? Let me see your left finger. Yep, the ring is on.
No, she made sure that you was good, huh?
She thought we was in tuxedos.
Thought I was out here looking crazy or something, man.
She took a couple of pre-production pics outside the house.
I ain't mad at it. You want to come sit down, man? Go ahead, man. Let's get in on this, man. What's up, brother? How you doing? Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
No way. Speaking of Mike, let's get it. Yeah.
So I just had a job interview at Frost Meat Cafe and Bakery.
Okay.
Did you get it?
Did you get the job? I
mean, they already said
they
the magic.
They said, we'll call you?
We have a few more interviews. So yeah. I was like, all right, ooh. Well, I mean, I already got a few other interviews myself.
Hey.
So I'm not dying on it.
Flow, baby. You got it. You got it.
Yeah, you could get it. So what's your name, brother?
Yeah.
My name's Sydney, but I go by Sid. It's easier to remember that way.
Where you from, Sid?
Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas.
Greatest country in America.
That's what we was talking about.
I tried to tell you, man.
We didn't get to that. We should have did that earlier, but he sat down. Okay.
Yeah, it's all good. So
you got family out that was dealing with the weather stuff?
One of the things I like to do is like rehelp my family out. You know, before hurricanes happened in Houston,
yeah,
we literally got insured.
Okay,
so they got double what their value was.
That's what
I went
talking
back
about.
In.
So they lost everything.
So they lost everything in the flood, but my mom and everyone still
back
lives in.
Yeah,
in 2017.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I went back in December, And told my mom, hey, we got to put like ceramic piping and everything. We got to replace it all.
Oh, smart
man.
We
did it 2 weeks before it happened. Mm. She was the only person with electricity and
water.
Oh,
there we go.
So she good.
She was good. She was good.
Shout out to mom.
She literally was like, hey, we have to have a backyard party.
How do you feel about J.J. Watt leaving?
My heart, it hurts. I mean, but he gave us his best years.
Yeah,
he
you know, did. Like
he showed sure
like, did.
You know, J.J. Swats was doing his thing. I have his jersey at home. It's the only football jersey I've ever gotten as a gift.
No, there you go. Know?
And wherever he goes, I hope he does big things. You know,
he's like in Arizona now.
Yeah,
I feel like they overpaid because I agree with you. They definitely get, he gave.
I mean, like remember,
the
he got
years.
Injured a couple of times. You know,
a few times.
Oh yeah, definitely, man. He's
you know,
been hurt.
So, you know, if you look at his Carfax, it ain't going to be as what it used to
right,
be.
Right,
so.
Right, right. No, I would definitely say that too if he left my team.
So how long you been out here, man?
So I got stationed out here in 2013.
2013 military,
what,
man.
What branch we represent?
Navy.
Okay.
You know, obviously, of course.
I already know what it was.
So you out now because you got the full beard and stuff. Yeah.
I got out 2019.
2019.
January.
Okay.
You know, and then everyone's like, are you going back home? And I said, look at this weather.
Hey.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, this is our winter. You know, I could wear shorts and a t-shirt year round.
Yeah, there you go. You can go ahead and do whatever you want at that point. And matter of fact, when Christmas time come around, it's 85 outside. You know what I mean? So what are you doing now?
So I'm in school. I'm using my GI Bill. You know, I'm getting my education. I'm stepping up my game. I just told them about an app I'm trying to develop for small coffee shops. It's called Shop Hop.
Yeah.
So that way, like, okay, so you know you're trying to hire a barista, you know, but it's like I can only give you Tuesdays and Thursdays. Well, as a barista, it's like, well, I need more hours than that.
Yeah.
Mm.
So if it's Shop Hop, it literally lets you like, hey, these are my schedules. Other coffee shops can be like, hey, I need you Monday, Wednesday. I need you Tuesday, Thursday.
That's actually pretty innovative now that I think about it,
right,
man.
Right, because, I mean, think of this way. Like,
there's
one for servers. There's one for bussers. You know, baristas is one of...
I never knew that.
I just found that out.
Yeah.
Like, just yesterday when I was telling one of my friends, like, this is what I'm trying to develop. And the reason why is because how many coffee shops have you walked by in Little Italy? At least seven, eight.
At least seven, eight of them.
Everywhere.
You know, just down the one, just one strip, you know. So if we can get them all together, if we can get, like, the best baristas, the best, like, all these... I mean, like, they have the exact same machine I used to work with at my other coffee shop.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, you know, you're putting me in, like, an Indy 500 Daytona. It's going to work. It's going to work out either
way.
It's
going to work out the best way that it can at that point. Okay, man. That works.
I walked by y'all earlier, and I didn't see the sign up. So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Hey, you see the sign up?
It take us a while to actually,
the
like,
the real
get,
sign
get
comes
prepped.
Out tomorrow.
Yeah,
this
so,
is,
yeah.
This,
yeah. Is just, this is just holding it down for
and
right
that's
now.
All you need sometimes. Hey,
we're
you know
out
what?
The mud,
like,
baby.
Hey, you gotta put a Band-Aid on it, but sometimes that's all that matters.
Yeah, man, that's it. As long
you
as somebody
can, yeah,
gets the message,
who's
then
trying
they
to develop an app. Think of it. We're in the early stages.
Of course,
of developing
absolutely.
Yeah,
that's the beta phase. Yeah. You know, and I sat down, didn't I?
Yes, there
hey.
You go.
So, like, obviously, it's working. Your advertisement.
There we go.
Yeah, that's all that point. Matters. That's all we care about is people actually participating and stuff like that, man. So that's good. So what's new for you? I got a few more questions for you before I let you get out of here. So
of course.
So what's your purpose like right now?
All
right,
so. My main thing is my goal is to get my brother president by 2048.
Oh,
that's,
shit.
That's your get your brother president.
2048. So that
2048.
Means he's about 21. 20.
No, he's, what's it called? So he's 16.
Okay.
So you have to be 35. So that's 20
yeah,
years.
Yeah. Oh, you want him to get in right away.
Right now he's.
Is he still in Houston?
No. So he lives in Florida with my dad. He's like a pro. He's a pro-am golfer. At 16.
He's not a Florida man.
He's not a Florida man. Like, and I found out reason why Florida man actually is a thing. So they have a thing called the Sunshine Law.
No,
so,
hey. So you watch John Oliver?
Of course, that's right.
Hey, my man, yeah.
You know, so they can Google search. Like,
right.
You know, so you
they don't
up,
have the...
So they can put anything on press. I need arrest. But anyway, so my dad, my grandpa passed December 23rd. 2019. You know,
2019.
So 2020 was the first time me and my brothers had gotten all together. I'm one of seven boys. All together in
that's
about,
a full
and
house right there.
That's a full
there.
House.
Yeah, yeah, really. Yeah,
I got a shirt.
One time for your mom.
My mom loved her. You know, but she loved the boys. She's like, I bought one shirt and passed it down. Bought one pair of pants and passed it down.
No,
see, you
real.
Thought your life was hard, man.
That's real.
Yeah, man.
No, my life's hard because the youngest
your
is now bigger than
downwards.
The oldest.
How are you the oldest
they
or the youngest?
I'm the fourth of seven.
Oh, see, can you imagine being fourth in line for a tee? You were first in line.
Look, I'm getting hand-me-downs as a 32-year-old man.
That's
from
all right.
Somebody younger than me.
It's all good, man.
Oh, no, trust me. I'm the smallest of the... I'm the fourth.
No, but, I'm not... Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I'm small. I'm cool with it.
Yeah, it's all right, man.
But what we loved about it was, like, the age gap between the second youngest to the youngest is 13 years.
Mm.
So it went, like,
no,
you know.
Yeah, for seven boys, I'm sure.
So I was, like, my dad told my dad, I was, like, you took a break for a while, I guess. But anyway, so he passed it down. You know, my brother got my old Power Ranger t-shirts. You know, when you're a kid back in the day, like, blood, everything's got holes in it. He wore it to school. And all these parents are like, oh, my God, where did you get this battle-ready t-shirt?
Battle.
And I was like, you mean
shut
the one with holes in blood? That's my whole.
He was ready for the Navy early.
But I digress. So, you know, it was the first time we all got together. My dad came and pulled me aside. It's like, hey, what's our future plans? What are we working on? So I told my dad, hey, Flint, Michigan and Detroit, Michigan.
Okay.
Land is cheap and they need fresh water. My dad works for a wastewater facility down in Florida. So I was like, why not open a plant near Flint so that you can make drinkable water?
Right, right.
For them. Now you're looking like a hero.
While
taking care of the family. Their waterbeds are rich in nitrogen, so guess what? That's fertilizer.
Right, right.
So now we have byproduct fertilizer that we can sell to the Midwest.
This man knows his science.
Hey.
So I'm just getting put on game now.
Oh, yeah, I like this.
So then I told my dad, I was like, we have that up and running. You know, have me move up to Michigan and run the plant 5 years later.
So you ready to go to Michigan?
The goal is going to be 2027. Oh, yeah, no. I already told my dad, like, 2027, I got to get used to the frost.
Yeah.
So I move up there.
For a couple of California boys, this is the coldest we've been in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a cold winter.
We're freezing out here.
My girlfriend's from San Diego, born and raised. Okay. And I'll tell you straight up, anytime it drops below 50, she's shivering. I'll wear this.
And be fine.
I'll be fine. I'm literally telling her, like, I'll roll my pant legs up. I'm hot.
He's right, though, because I went to Seattle and dudes is wearing shorts in the rain. It's like they just...
They ain't you're seen from the somewhere, sun in 2 years.
Yeah, they used to it, man. They're like, look, I'm going to get these shorts off. I'm going to wear the shorts. You know, they're going to live. They're going to do whatever they can. But keep going. My bad, brother.
No worries. Anytime. No, trust me. I have friends who are Canadian. They're literally, like, coming down here and they're like, yo, it's so hot here. You know, like, if I could wear less, I could.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so I'd run for a local. You know, I'd probably wear, like... I don't want to be like a mayor, but like city council or anything. Get myself into the politics of Michigan.
Yeah.
This is one of the, it's one of the states like Ohio, all those where it can go red or blue. You know, get my brother into politics young. You know, he's a golfer.
Yeah.
Guess where most of the business take care of?
Yeah, on the golf course.
Does he know this plan?
Well, I told him about this plan. Okay. And he was like, well, I'm only 16. And I was like, I got 20. In. I was like, I said,
just making sure, because, I mean, politics is a thing, man. Like, you know, I understand that, you know, depending on who you are, how you feel, politics can be quote unquote puppets. But, you know,
of course,
is he running your dream or his?
Well, I'm running his. I'm the kingmaker.
Okay.
If you ever read Ender's Game, Ender is the hero. But Bean, his second in command, is the strategist.
Yeah.
So I don't ever want to be the face of the party.
No, yeah, you definitely. Know
what I mean?
He is the Illuminati.
He is it. Oh, I don't know. I'm about to mess it up. That was a Jay-Z line, but whatever. But yeah, man, so you want to get him to run for president. You want to be what? His campaign manager?
I don't want no position.
You're not even on the cabinet.
You just want to advance him forward.
I just want someone that I trust in the seat.
Yeah.
You know, and this boy, I told him, like, if we were all part of the Knights of the Round Table, you'd be Galahad, the virtuous one.
There you go.
Your hands are clean.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what it'd be like to have a hands clean president? I don't know either. I haven't had one yet.
Oh, man.
All right,
man. I appreciate you coming down and sitting with us, man. And follow us on Instagram, bro.
Absolutely.
And we'll definitely shout you out and everything for coming and hanging out with us, man.
No, I mean,
real.
Like, you guys do your thing. I'm probably, you know what? If I work here, every other time I get on break, I got 5 minutes I can spit with
you
guys.
There you go, man. We go everywhere.
No, I definitely want him to follow us because I need to see if his brother
president. I'm about to follow him too, man. He gonna follow, like, we gonna figure out what's going on with him.
Yeah, the affirmations, how far it goes, how deep it goes.
Yeah, I need to know.
Well, think of it this way. If you watch interviews with Donald Trump in 1980, he talks about I could run for president.
Yeah.
And he started putting that in everyone's
mind. You gotta start speaking into an existence.
It was 36 years later, but it happened.
Yeah. And it really happened. Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like, all right,
everyone
man.
Everyone laughed at us, but it happened.
Yeah, it happened, though. All right, brother, man. Be easy, brother.
All right, man. My guy.
Shout out to him, man. All right, man. So we go ahead and...
He give you off that AJ energy?
Yeah, he definitely. but a little bit more positive. You know what I mean?
No, I'm saying, but, you know, based on how he favors...
Talk about AJ from All Too Human Podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No
shout out to AJ.
Existing.
No. To me, he's AJ from 7-Eleven.
All right, man, let's get into this Today in Hip Hop, man. Chopped and Screwed Music.
So yeah,
we had my man that was actually from here, from Texas,
bro.
Yeah,
he threw me off.
It's all good.
They definitely brought it back.
But he's outside, though. So
yeah.
With that being said, what is Chopped and Screwed, man? What happened to it?
Or what is it and what happened to it? RIP. So what he did back in the day was he was, you know, Houston, it originates from Houston, and they had a different little bop. So what he would do, he would take a regular song and he would slow it down. And that kind of represented the Houston culture. Like, you know, we're coming from California. We're slow.
Right.
You know, relative to like someone like New York, who's really fast paced.
Los Angeles too.
But Houston is like really kind of like slow paced to where they'll take a regular song, whatever song you're talking about, doesn't have to be from Houston, and they'll just like, I guess the BPMs or however you do it engineer wise, and they'll cut it in half, and yeah. it'll be real, and then they'll run it back, chop, 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 and then I don't know how, I'm not from Houston. That's not really my shit to where I can explain it like that. That's the best I know how to do it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's not really my shit, but I'm not from Houston, so figure.
That also coincides with the download era, though, right? So, like, when I was a kid, I would listen to Chopped and Screwed. Like, I listened to Sitting Sideways, Chopped and Screwed. They even Chopped and Screwed Mike Jones. That's why we played.
No,
we
put but a they bit supposed
that.
To do
but
that.
But I did. I thought it was cool. Like, when it came out, like, I thought it was, like something that was, like worth listening to. Yeah, I am special. I don't listen to it now. I don't remember the last time I listened to a Chopped and Screwed. So it had me thinking, right? Texas had a really good run for a while. Paul Wall, Lil Flip. 05
to 07-ish.
05 to 07. They had a very strong run. Mike Jones, like my cousin had said it, and I was like, man, he's right. Like, I haven't heard a Mike Jones track in a minute. But then again, I remember, like, when he was hot, like, even knowing the phone number. You said earlier, 281-33. Yeah, it's all good, man. Hold it in. So, in your mind, or in your
Mike
opinion,
Jones.
In your opinion, who are the leaders of the South?
State-wise.
Yeah, in your opinion, who's the leaders of the South?
All right, so we talking about Houston.
Talk about Houston.
Houston, for me, is Scarface.
Okay.
And the Ghetto Boys. More in fact, not even artists, it's Jay Prince.
Mm.
So, he not a rapper, but he runs Houston.
Yes.
You go over the South. We talking about Georgia. So we talking about Atlanta.
So you gonna put Houston first?
No. I'm just going through the states.
You're going through the states first. Okay.
No, obviously, if we trying to put that, I'm right now, especially, it's at definitely Atlanta.
Atlanta.
So Georgia.
Okay.
Atlanta. I mean, I'm gonna put Outkast to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely not Outkast now. I mean, we got people like Future. I mean, it went from Outkast to like T.I. and Ludacris.
And T.I. had a good run too. And that's what Atlanta's got to be number one. Yeah, or no, Georgia's got to be number
Atlanta's
one on the list.
Atlanta's got too many people, man.
They do.
They got people that I'm not even sure, right? Like right now, is Lil Baby from Atlanta?
I have no idea where he's from.
I don't know who's got it right now, but I'm talking about from Outkast to T.I. and Ludacris to Jeezy to, I mean, Atlanta just got everybody.
Yeah.
Usher.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, and then.
Where would you rank Florida on that list then?
Florida and Houston.
That's a tough one. T-Pain had a nice era.
Because T-Pain
had a nice era. Rick Ross.
You got Rick Ross, Plies. You got
Trick Daddy.
Uncle Luke, Trick Daddy, Trina.
So I feel like Florida's got to be number two on that list.
Pitbull.
Yeah. Florida's got. Oh, Pitbull, man.
I don't know, but.
He's more pop.
He's pop, but I mean, if you know, he comes from the mud.
He comes from those roots. Yeah. I'm not mad at it. But
yeah.
are you feel comfortable putting Florida number two on that list?
No, because I'm coming off the top, so depending where you start the South, like Virginia's the South, right?
Yeah, I'm counting all that.
So
I'm counting the Carolinas too.
So I'm talking about Virginia. Okay, Carolina. No, Carolina's more new though.
It is.
Cole's leading the way, but then you got people like Ninth Wonder. Shout out Ninth Wonder. You got DaBaby. You got Cordae. Stuff like that. But when you got Virginia, you're talking about the Clips.
Yeah.
You're talking about Timbaland. You're talking about Chris Brown. You're talking about Pharrell.
Yeah, Pharrell.
You're talking about Missy Elliott. You're talking about. Am I missing anybody big from Virginia?
So with those guys being included, with some heavy hitters that they have in that lineup, do you feel comfortable putting them at three, or do you want to flip them with
if
two
I'm
and four?
All those people?
Oh, we haven't even gotten to Louisiana.
All right.
You know what I mean?
No, if I'm putting all those
Master
people, I'm putting
P,
them. I might
Wayne,
put them. No,
big time.
No. Yeah, I know what you're doing.
I know. Yeah, they
I'm
had a nice
Virginia,
run.
No, personally, I'll put Virginia as number two after Atlanta.
Would
if
you
we're
really?
Gonna put all those people in there?
My number is going different. I'm going Atlanta one. I'm gonna go with Florida two. And then I would go with Virginia 3. And I have to give Louisiana 4. That's hard.
You get no.
I would have to sit down with
that. The only reason I'm not
putting
Louisiana that high is just because I'm not the biggest Cash Money guy. Mm. I'm not the biggest No Limit guy. Like, I appreciate it so many years later. But when they were out there, I'm just like, nah, I'm lyrical, miracle, spiritual, dead in the middle. You know what I mean? Like, that's not my shit.
Yeah. I get it, man. It makes sense in that regard. All right, man. So we'll table that that conversation. One decade ago today, Mac Miller or this week, Mac Miller dropped his project, Best Day Ever. Not super familiar with the project myself. I listened to Mac Miller, it was probably about 2011. Rest in peace, Mac Miller. you know, first and foremost. But when I listened to Mac Miller at that time, bro, like, I would listen to a few tracks, but it wasn't really up my alley. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I did like his recent project before he passed.
Circles.
You
know,
yeah, Circles. I liked it. And I was, you got to, for me, like, it's got to be, like, overcast outside. You know what I mean? To, like, listen to that, because it puts me in a different headspace. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's, it affects me in that manner. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not the Mac Miller guy. What I'll say about that project, if it, that's the project I'm remembering in 2011, he was pretty much brand new at that point, and uh-huh. he had that I feel like people in the last decade of artists of that caliber, they were the ones who kind of had that cult following,
yeah,
where they were building it no matter what the radio was doing. That's kind of the era that we've kind of come into,
yeah,
to where I feel like he was the very first, he's the first independent artist, like truly independent, to go number one since Dog Pound in 1995.
That's tough to do.
It's tough to do.
And that was before the streaming era and everything else. I feel like the streaming era is bleeding everyone out. But even then, that was like a heavy mixtape, you know, era. I want to say mixtapes, you know, were popular from the early 2000s to about 2013-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, mixtapes have
I think
have
Chance changed that with a Coloring Book.
Yeah, because it was more like an album. Like, bro, you like, call this a mixtape?
This is all original music.
And then it's like, oh, now let me sell it to you. Like, yeah, like, what's up with you, my man? All right, man, so let's go ahead and transition. I got to make sure that I let the applause ring out all the way, because if not, we're going to open up to it. Let's get to some, like, random shit to fill in time. So let's do this. You ever had a roommate? Besides your wife. We're not going to use her as an example. Have you ever lived with someone for a significant amount of time? You have no idea what that feels like.
I do, but nah.
All right, talk from your perspective then, man. Live your best. Just let me know how you feel.
Living with my family was like living with roommates.
Okay, so like, all right, like, let's check mark the boxes real quick. Was your mom collecting rent from you?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you sure you don't want me to go pee? Feel like I can get this out.
Yeah.
Because I'm really got to
go. All right, man, go ahead.
I really do.
We're back again. My man said, are you sure you didn't want me to go pee? He's like, I feel better now.
I'm saying I can deliver a better show now.
I ain't mad at it. So, you know, now I got your full unbothered attention. So, anyway, roommates. So, you said your mom operates like a roommate. You know, she was collecting rent and stuff like that from you and whatnot.
Collecting rent, give each other the space.
Mm, so, you guys had issues at times?
You use the kitchen, I'll use the kitchen. Separate bathrooms. Yeah,
that's the whole, it's the whole ordeal.
We're cordial.
Bro, so I lived with roommates for a good 6 years, to the point when I came back home after like college and stuff like that, I was like, yo, I'm not doing this again.
Yeah.
The only people I will live with is my mom and dad.
I feel you.
And like my significant other. So like at this point now in the game.
Oh, wait. Oh.
Well, oh, man, we got a whole party. Speaking of roommates.
I'm going to get in trouble now because they came down?
Nah, you're going to be all right. You're going to get in trouble if you tell on yourself. Oh, it don't even matter. She's taking a photo. It's over with for you. Wife's coming to get you.
Now, she did want pictures, though, because she wanted pictures of me and my one. And
oh,
the
there
bands.
You go. So then you're good at that point. Yeah. So, but the whole roommate situation for me is like, bro, like you got to split the bills. Bro, I was roommates with my cousin, and there were issues. And, bro, the problem was, is like, I would give him money and stuff like that in regards
was
to.
Was he
like,
the master lease?
He was the master. He was the master of everything. He had the cable in his name, the SDG&E and whatnot.
And only
name.
Because I know who that is.
Yeah.
That's funny to me.
Yeah, and bro, so there was a day when we came home. It was a long, hard day at work and whatnot, man. And it was like 2 o'clock or whatever in the afternoon. And bro was like, the power just goes off.
Mm.
I'm like, man, I gave can you imagine like being somewhere and then being at home and then the power goes off? But here's the kicker. You, like, in your head, you, like, I remember paying this man $50 for the PG&E. Yeah. That's what it was called, Pacific Gas and Electric. So I'm like, bro, like dealing with that, maybe the messiness of other people and stuff like that, man. Like, me,
that's
I'm
a, big one
I'm a
right
pretty
there.
Clean person. So it's, like, you know, relatively. I used to cut hair in the house. So it's, like, I always had to keep my room up to par because I had people coming over. But, like, for me, it was just killer, man. And I was like, man, I can't do this whole roommate situation anymore. And then if somebody doesn't pay, you got to find out where that money comes from. I've had to, like, do that. And sometimes I get it. People's, you know, circumstances lend them to having a roommate. But there's just certain things that I'm just going to outgrow. And that was one of those processes I did.
Yeah, he was acting like because you went to school during the recession, too. So he was acting like those dudes who had a foreclosed house that was renting it out.
Yeah.
So they was collecting the rent but not paying the mortgage. And then the bank comes and moves out the renters. Like, nah, the mortgage ain't. He's like, but I've been paying rent for 10 months.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
You can't win from
you
losing.
Out of here.
So, and you got, and then you know that whole roommate thing changes with kids. It's like, yo, having a roommate is more like, you know, having a roommate that doesn't contribute to the household other than giving you emotional happiness or pain.
Sometimes,
yeah, sometimes you never know what you're gonna get in that regard, man. But yeah, man. All right, so we got the whole roommate situation out. I'm up your lane today, okay? I found something online the other day, bro, and it's called toxic positivity.
Yeah, that's definitely me.
Have you ever heard of toxic positivity?
Nah.
Okay.
Is my picture in the definition of
it? Oh, yeah, it's definitely you and some six rings. Nah, I'll just play.
All right,
I got to get my jokes off, man. Toxic positivity is the belief that no matter how dire or difficult a situation is, people should maintain a positive mindset. It's a good vibes only approach to life. And while there are benefits to being an optimist and engaging in positive thinking, toxic positivity instead rejects difficult emotions in favor of a cheerful, often falsely positive feedback.
Oh, this ain't me. That's not me at all.
So you take positive feedback well?
No, I'm like, I don't say for the most part, but I can come off as very negative a lot of times.
Okay.
To where what you describe him, even if a situation's dire, I'm going to dive right into the dire. I'm not going to pull out a bunch of positive shit out of it. So, yeah. So, this ain't me.
This ain't you.
Nah.
But so, one of our Instagram followers was, she was saying, like, well, when somebody comes up to me, like, with toxic positivity, whatever, like, get up out my face, like, let me hurt for a little
bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's fine, right? But you can't, like, if I'm coming at it from, like, a positive aspect to talk to you and bring you up, like, you know what I mean? And let you know there's a better side about something, bro. Then there's no reason for you to say, oh, I'm being toxic. I'm being toxically positive. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not going to call you to. I'll tell you to chill out. Let me do me for a minute.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to tell you this. I'm not going to call you toxic.
And I guess, like, from that standpoint, like, it's looking at it like, yo, if somebody has, like, bipolar disorder or somebody has, like, ADHD or something where they have, high, like, peaks and valleys, like, in regards to, like, their demeanors and stuff like that. It's like, hey, man, like, let me be in this space. And it's like, nah, like, the whole point of mental health is to be healthy. You know what I mean? That the word health is at the end of mental. You know what
I mean? You should be able to be freely express your emotions to get them out.
Yeah,
instead
but
of holding
no problem.
Them in.
Yeah. Like to, in my opinion, like, I don't know, man. I had never heard that. And to me, that was like just leaving somebody in the sunken place. You know what I mean? Like I'm just gonna sit there and let you, like, damage yourself. Like, I got family members like that. You know what I mean? Where I got a cousin that, like, he just loves living in that space, man. You know what I mean?
You talking about your roommate.
Yeah, I'm talking about my old roommate. And it's like, bro, I'm not living in that space, man, where all we, like if I'm trying to bring you up or whatever, you just want to stay down all day.
Yeah,
you want to stay down all day, then, hey, live that life.
If he is a listener, shout out to your roommate.
He ain't listening.
He knows who
he's
he is.
He's mad at me right now. He ain't talked to me in months.
In months?
Yeah, do the math. We ain't got to talk about it. Don't do that. Yeah, man, don't do that. But yeah, man, toxic positivity. That's not where this came from. We just went down that lane.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, so we was in the car earlier today, and we talked about some things that, you know, may or may not get you in trouble, right?
Okay.
But here's the thing.
Surprise, motherfucker.
I'm going to talk about something that may or may not get you in trouble. How well do
not
you...
Not this week, Satan.
I'm about to get you, all right? But I'll play first, and I'll tell you what happened. How well do you feel like you know your spouse? Not behaviors. I'm talking about simple things.
We talking about like a percentage?
Just like hey, somewhat I know her, or no, I don't know her at all, or like I know her a little bit, like whatever it may be. Like, how well do you feel like you know your spouse?
90%.
And I'll give you an example. All right, so you say 90%. I felt, and that's 10 years in the game. All right, so I felt like I was like, after 3 years, like I was like, yo, we gotta be at like 75, right?
Yeah.
So I asked her, like, yo, what's my favorite color? Hit me off. Off the bat, red. I said, all right, cool, she's right. Red mic in front of my face right now. You know what I mean? That's it. That is my favorite color. And she was like, well, what's mine?
No, that's real, though, because...
Surprise,
and I'm
going to
shoot you some bail just in case you get in trouble.
Okay. No, it's cool. The trouble's already came and went at this point.
I get more in trouble than you do. What I'm saying
that's
is...
That's facts.
What I'm saying
you
is...
You going to get trouble for saying that.
Yeah.
It's all right.
What I'm saying is the simple things like that go by the wayside when it comes to really knowing somebody. You're like, shit, I know all this other shit to the fact that I don't even remember your favorite color.
Do you remember your wife's favorite color?
I'm going to go ahead and say green. And if I don't show up next week, it's probably because
of that. Like, hey, man, it was nice having you out here, man. I appreciate you coming out. Now I got to go find I'm going to have to go get my man from Texas back off the street, man.
For real.
Go ahead and we start turning this into the campaign run podcast at that point. All right, so she also hit me with, well, what's my favorite city?
That's what?
Yeah, hey, man. So, like, at that point, man.
Was she well traveled?
At that point, no. And then, so, I asked her.
Where does caution tape come from?
I don't know, man. Maybe from the pigeons. So I asked her, I said, yo, where did you get this from? Right? Like, in my mind, like, I've known her to talk about, like, New York before and stuff like that. So, like, well, shit, New York. She hits me with, it's New Orleans. Of all places, right? I was like,
That's a nasty city to be a favorite.
That is a nasty city. That's what I'm saying. I was like, you've never even been
there. Did she tell you that when you were, last week when you was mentioning, you was giving her your Hofax college rundown?
No, she mentioned that. She said she told me 3 years ago she found a message. So she found the text.
That much worse.
She said.
I told you this.
All she said was, I want to visit New Orleans. Yeah. It never said it was my favorite city.
Oh, she ain't never been there.
And
that's her favorite city?
That's her favorite city.
No, that's not your fault.
Yeah, I'm winning from
losing.
That's
not your fault.
It's all right. With man logic. Like, we agree. No. Like, we agree on that. Like,
that's
I get that. So, do you know, like, what's your wife's favorite city?
San Diego?
I was sitting there thinking, like, like you said, like, we always talk about, like, the real shit all the time.
Yeah.
But we don't probably necessarily get into our bag about, like, we don't get into our bag about, like, the simple things that, like, may bring simple pleasures and happiness for people.
No, yeah, we should do that.
We waste our time.
Is that question one of them?
I feel like that question is something that we should have known off the bat, though. You know what I mean?
Maybe if it's one of, if I was getting married at 45.
Okay.
And you were so well traveled, and you was doing all. You brought all these stories to all these places you've been to.
Yeah.
Then that's definitely a question that I'm gonna ask you. I can tell you for sure, 10 years in the game, one question I've never asked my wife: what is your favorite city? I can tell you that 100% positive.
So off the top of your head, what are some things that you could think about that you know about your wife that she likes? You may get it wrong.
Yeah. Look at you.
This is like one of those answers. It's not like multiple choice or nothing like that. This is like you write it down. Like, those are the harder tests. You're like, fam, we actually gotta write it. I actually gotta write down my response. Oh, here we go. Court's in session now,
yeah,
baby.
Definitely.
That's the one.
I'm going to jail.
Oh, man.
Nope. Listen.
Oh, man, here we go. We're going to ring them all off. It's a trap now, man.
I know how much my wife loves seafood. I know how much she loves putting her others before herself.
Okay, that is facts. We're the benefactor of that
right now. Yeah, I got the bands on right now.
There you go, man, all the love.
Look, I know how much she loves J. Cole.
Okay.
Before that, she's a set hopper.
Who's her favorite R&B artist? I feel like that's a great question to ask.
Like,
who do you notice her to play the most?
All time, I might get in trouble now.
Okay, here we go.
Know she's definitely waiting for another album from Division.
Okay, those are the new guys.
I know she's definitely excited for the new Silk Sonic project from Bruno and Andy. She's definitely into the early 90s, mid-90s R&B stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know for sure. So I'm gonna run with Division right now.
There you go, run with Division.
Just on the newer joints. But yeah.
That's a safe side. All right, you know what? I don't want this to be
I know she loves cheese.
See, okay.
Cheese is crazy. Like, because we, before the pandemic started, right?
Yeah.
January 2020, we're trying to be better, right? So we're trying to cut meat out.
Mm-hmm.
So we were going to go. She's like, yeah, we're going to go vegan. I said, babe, you know, vegan means you can't do cheese, because I know her. She said, oh, never mind. We're going to go vegetarian.
We're going to switch it up a little bit.
We're going to go vegetarian, right? So we started this whole little jump off with the vegetarian, and then the pandemic hit. And then she went to Smart and Final and bought 100 pounds of meat and said, just in case.
Just in case we give up real quick.
And so we've been kind of thrown off, but at the same time, I don't know what I was bringing that up for, but I know how much she loves cheese, and that's what it's for. She loves cheese. She's newly the goat.
You sound like a man trying to save himself now.
Yeah, I do.
let me throw you a bone.
I was throwing everything I knew. Man. Brussels sprouts.
We could go straight to read them in week.
Did I say Brussels? Yeah.
Hey, let's do that.
She loves Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, she loves Brussels sprouts. She loves clouds. Like, that's the thing.
Nah, yeah.
Let's get to this read them in week. Crazy-ass thing that I found online, man. This is funny, though. We got to listen to this real quick. Give you guys something to tune into while this loads up. Hold up. So there's this restaurant where the servers actually talk shit to you.
Wait, is he coming?
I'd love to get you one. I'll shut you up.
He was looking at
him.
Can I get
pepperoni pizza?
Never mind.
You're like
he
35.
Getting coffee.
Listen, the kids menu is 8 and under.
You should have something on the adult menu.
Oh my God. Do I look like I'm in charge of anything? All right, that's fine. You know what? Fine.
This is a waitress talking to the customer.
You want to cheap out? That's cool. What are you drinking? What are you drinking? What are you drinking? What are you drinking? Your lemonade is going to be this big because you're ordering off the kids menu and I'm not refilling it for you. What do you want? What?
What?
Weird. Off the regular menu or the baby menu?
I feel her.
This is a grown man.
All right, enjoy your ridiculously tiny hamburger. What are you drinking?
Let me tell her how much I feel her right now.
You. What? Great. Drink. Cheap. You. What are you getting?
Nah, that's real too.
Off the baby
that's
crazy. Menu? That's fine. Let's save you money so you can figure out how to leave me a decent tip, okay? Because right now I have no prayer at all.
So far, you're not earning
well. I feel her so much right now.
You know what, Grandpa, that's nice too.
She's on her, she's in her bag.
If you want good service, you go somewhere else. I know Hooters is probably more your speed. You came here on purpose.
The food's better than the
food. You used that line already, and it wasn't funny before. What are you drinking? A little more specific,
genius. You have zero jokes.
Great.
Little boy
specific. Dad, what do you want?
Taco platter.
Tacos? You want chicken or beef?
Chicken.
And toilet water for you. Anything for the little one?
She sound like, all right.
Go ahead.
All right. You ever been to Dick's?
Like the sporting good place?
No.
I was about to say, what up? You a little
wait,
fancy.
Is it called, no, downtown, the where you go to eat.
No, nah, I've never been there.
All right. So what they do is they act real rude to you.
On purpose.
It's called Dick's, right? I'm pretty
that,
sure it's
that
called
might
Dick's.
Make sense because if it's called so, Dick's, so like being an asshole.
So
is that what
so
that
I pulled up the first time and it's like, no, they act like they're your friends and they treat you like shit.
Yeah.
So they'll come up to you like, can I get some straws? And they'll just pull out the straws. They'll throw that shit at you. They'll throw napkins in your face.
The whole thing.
They'll make a bunch of crazy jokes like that. So that reminded me of not even Dick's, just as a regular Raider. So you don't have any type of restaurant service experience, right?
No, none
but
at all.
I do.
Okay.
So everything she was saying, I felt that shit in my soul.
So everything that she said was things that you wanted to say to people that you know
right.
You couldn't.
Because
could
it
go,
sounded like she. It
where's
sounded
HR?
Like, it sounded like she worked at a place that had tips.
Okay, listen. I'll tell you where the place is real quick, so I can give everybody context, and then you can get in your bag. Here we go. It's called Ed Debevics. The staff is actually paid to be rude to patrons. The unique restaurant prides itself on its ill-mannered
yeah,
service.
So that's what, yeah, that's there just like go. Dick's downtown.
In the clip, a waitress with a cherry name tag tells off a group for a variety of offenses, ordering off the kids' menu, being cheap by drinking water, and more.
Yeah.
So and this place is also located in Chicago.
Yeah.
So I think like, and so what were you saying? You said this is your experience like as a waiter, like wanting to, you know, get your shit off like that?
I'm coming from a restaurant that wasn't tipping. So if they gave you a tip, it was out of their heart.
Mm.
And so I was like, damn, I gotta do dos muchos to do what I do. And then you're talking about 10%, 15% tips. I'm talking about I wasn't doing all percentage. I was like, if I can get $2, $3, $4, $5, that's my shit right there. I was living off of tips. That's
so you weren't necessarily worried about like 15%?
No,
like,
because they didn't do that at my restaurant.
Yeah.
They was you pay at the front. And then the waiter, the busser, everybody else, they just, you got paid what you got paid. If somebody left a tip, good for you, that's what you got.
There's a car wash by my house. You know it is, Spring Valley. They don't even take hand-to-hand tips anymore. This was before the pandemic.
Yeah.
You put it all in the tip box because in case one dude walked away with like $200 or whatever in tips because he was out here outshining on the window.
Nah, but see, at the restaurant I'm talking about, that's what I'm saying. If I'm outshining everybody, give me my shit. Because if you put it on the table, I got to split it. If you put that shit in my pocket, that's mine.
That's different. Yeah, that's complete. Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah. Oh. Can I get no? I didn't work anywhere where we had alcohol or anything like that. So if you said, "Can I get some water?" I'm not gonna be like, "Oh, cheap motherfucker." But yeah,
okay.
I can understand where it's like, cause I'm that guy.
In regards,
I
to like,
get some water
and be good with it.
But I'm going tippy regardless. Now my wife, she's by the service, so I'm. Some people I know, the rich folk that I know, they'll tip you when they first get there because they want that service the whole time they're there, right?
Right, right.
My wife is like, based on your service. And we've been to, I can't count how many places where the service was not up to par, mm-hmm. where she's like, where I'm like, we gotta leave them something. She's like, nah, damn that, they didn't deserve no tip. And while I understand where she was coming from, I was like, ah, but I feel bad. She's like, I don't. And then, you know, we let it rock.
Yeah, man. I mean, at that point, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Am I getting in trouble for that too?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I can't call it these days.
Yeah.
I can't even say that. So here we go.
But yeah, as somebody, you listen, because you never worked retail either, right?
No, I did work retail, but that's not like a tipping type service.
No, but I'm saying, but I'm talking about like when you're upcoming, the jobs of retail and restaurant service.
Yeah.
Like that's how you really come into like the world, like, oh,
that's also how I came into the world of saying like, yo, I don't want to work this hard no more.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Because I worked at a restaurant, even though it wasn't tipping, that's when I was like, yo, even if it's terrible, I gotta leave something. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just the change,
yeah,
I gotta leave something, because this is a environment that I'm coming from.
Aside from that point too, another thing that I think about in regards to like that is like, yo, like I feel like a place like that where you're able to fight back, it makes work like a little bit more tolerable. You know what I mean? Like
no,
I feel,
yeah,
I think
no,
that
yeah,
like
yeah,
something
yeah.
like that would make the like yeah. your job, like, you know, so, what, like, you know how you're like, man, I gotta deal with these rude ass yeah, customers yeah, yeah. or these fake people or whatever, and before so you clock in, it's like, yo, I'm gonna go ahead and give you all the frustration. Yeah. I got a D on my test. You know what I mean? Or I'm 55, you know, working here at this diner.
That's
or whatever.
How I felt when I worked at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Because you can imagine, it don't, just because I said 7-Eleven, it can be, because you know it's in any hood, yeah. any city, you know where the 7-Eleven's at.
Right.
So you know the type of characters that might come in there.
Yeah. I looked at the house next door to a 7-Eleven and was like, we're not staying here.
Right. So I got all my shit off at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, because it's not a place that you just going to be like, oh, I'm going to talk to your manager. It's usually a regular because, or somebody well, you know, too.
Because one, I am the manager.
Okay.
Two, that means you have to jump above me and go to the owner. The owner is not going to fire me.
I was running a slave factory in there. Now he that was. I think about it, it was a lot of black people.
There was no
manager.
It was, I'm the owner and there's everybody else. There's no manager. It's the owner and everybody
That's
else.
That's everything else.
So,
you going to come sit down?
You're either going to talk to the owner, and he's going to be like,
you
got the Adidas tracksuit on.
You ready? Tell him you coming to sit down.
You look like you selling crack in Harlem.
Don't do that.
Come on. You ain't got shit to do.
But yeah, so I mean, like, looking at it from like that aspect, man, looking
she,
at it.
She got the nerve to say bye.
No, that's all good. She lived her best life. But I mean, like, I don't know. We'll look at it from this. All right. Let's switch on to something else. Shit you wasn't outside for, man. I tell you what, people are a little bit more friendly on this side than they was on the other side.
No, but that's my point. The close you, when you're downtown or close to downtown, we're going to have plenty of opportunities to be friendly with people.
All right, shit you wasn't outside. Hey, did you have a gold necklace with your name on it?
Nah, I did the... No, but this all in the same vein. To those who know, if you know, you know, I was a Figaro. I'm a Figaro chain guy.
What is a Figaro? Go ahead. For it's those who may not know.
It's a specific design of a chain, like the circle, the way this. It's not a Cuban link, but it's like a
the spiral joint.
It's like a spiral, not oval, not circle.
Is that
it's
really
like a circle.
The name?
It's really
called
a Figaro.
That's really the.
Yeah, that's my shit.
I had no idea, bro. Who are you, a Cuban drug lord?
depending what year we talking about. I also no, but I did get some shit in the middle of the mall, and we can run back to my Jordan story real quick if you want to.
Okay.
I did have a chain. I did have a Jesus piece. I had a Jesus piece in high school.
You had a Jesus, the wooden one or like an actual metal
one?
Nah,
this was from the middle of the mall.
Okay.
And I call it the middle of the mall because when back in the day when young Jeezy was dissing Gucci, he said, your jewelry looks like you got in the middle of the mall.
Yeah.
And that shit hurt my soul.
I said, run, bitch, damn. Run! You had to run back to the store and
yeah,
take that
thing
back
in.
That's
me right there. I got my shit in the... And I went back to Plaza Bonita, and I was like, yo, this is directly in the middle of the mall. Like, not even on the...
You
end
went
of,
back, you went
it
back
wasn't in the end of the mall.
At, like, looking up
it wasn't on the outside of the mall. It wasn't in the store in the mall. It was directly in the middle of the mall.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn. Oh, shit.
Look at this man right here. He came up on the bike and everything.
Hey, before we do that, should we do choices first?
We should do choices with him.
We're going to do choices.
We're going to do choices with him, man. What's up?
Ben,
speaking of the devil, man. Ben is right here, man.
We got a segment,
man. What's up, boss, man?
Dead in the middle of
Little
Italy,
so you can live your best life.
I came here to hang out. I didn't always
You didn't bring your girl, though, man. Where your girl at?
She posted right on the pegs.
I definitely thought he was going to pull up in the double bike with the couple's bike joint.
He would even be able to get on.
He got the little shorts on because he does squats.
All right, let's get it going real quick, man.
Hey,
here we go.
Bro, we got a segment.
Money, I'm stuck to this brain.
We got a segment for you, bro. Oh, he got the yellow crop.
I'm all in their head.
Everybody got choices.
I want to be like Ben when I grow up.
There we go. All right, man. Let me pull these choices up real quick, man.
He can't hear us, though.
Who?
He can't.
Oh, yeah. He'll hear us in a second. All right, we back. So we got Ben with us, man. So what you up to, Ben? We're going to play choices, but let's talk about how you doing, what's going on.
We can't
man.
Ask him that because I'm his real friend. And it's been like a
you
year.
You don't want to update from Ben about how he's been doing.
No, I do want to update, but we don't got enough episode left.
Yeah, we do. We got time.
We don't.
We got 20 minutes.
I haven't seen him in over a year. I want to know everything he can't put on wax.
Exactly. That means we have time before we get out of here.
Tell us what's been going on. You've been working from home anyway.
Your
life is the same.
I talk to you guys every day.
Yeah, that's true.
I talk to you guys more than I talk to my own family. You know what I mean?
Ant hit me up and said the same thing. He's like, yo, what's going on, man? He's like, I don't even like what I say. I said, bro, look, I love you, man. I put the ha ha's over your thing. Ant's my man. That's my man.
No, but you got to make sure you put the ha ha's over it because he will text you.
Yeah.
Why nobody paying attention to
me? Really be laughing. It'd be funny.
Right.
It'd just be getting like convoluted.
Shout
in there. Anybody, nobody cares about our group chat at this point, man. So how's work been going, bro? What's been? You got engaged. How's that feel?
He had the fire Instagram video.
Yeah, baby.
You know, I'll put that real quick. Took me like 30 minutes.
Oh, there you go. Oh, see, yeah, no big deal.
No.
Light work.
You
know, light work, man.
That's what happens when you got wit.
When love feels you is completely different at that point, man. No, she's a strong supporter, man. She's great.
Is she?
Yeah, she was here with her dad and her little brother over there.
Oh, you talking about her?
Yeah, yeah.
I think you talking about his girl. I haven't met his girl.
I haven't met her either. No.
Okay, yeah.
But I imagine she's. He's so amazing. I can imagine she's
this
amazing.
This is the girl. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Never mind. That's a different story.
But yeah, so other than that, let's play choices.
Let's not confuse the girls, right?
Yeah. Let's not confuse the buck. Choices.
This girl's like 8 years old.
Choices: lose all the money you've earned this year, or lose all the memories you gained this year. It's a tough one.
You can always make money back.
You can always make money back. You don't want to lose those memories.
Yeah, hashtag wealth.
50% of our listeners actually chose to keep the money though. So but you had a positive.
No.
You know what I mean?
Like one, he's not a brokey like us.
Okay.
Two,
I'm
we have
broke.
A bunch of brokey listeners.
I'm head of household.
That doesn't. He's still brokey though.
I can live fine on my own.
Maybe you ain't had good enough memories this year.
That's all good. Okay. Next one. Choice is: have a terrible boss but a great job, or a great boss but a terrible boss.
Fuck terrible bosses.
You
could have the shittiest job in the world, but if your boss is cool. You know, quality of life.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, we had a group chat discussion about this about 6 months ago.
Yeah, you wake up and not hating life. You know what I mean? There's a difference.
Yeah, because I don't want to come in with somebody that don't support me. Like that.
My man, Ben, he's definitely a quality of life guy.
You have to, though.
Well, that's the difference. People will pick the money. Like your first choice, right, is between the money or like... remembering or like losing all your memory, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
and he hasn't had no memories this year. I ain't been around his
How
life
you gonna
this
tell
year.
He ain't got no memories, man.
But see, all our memories with me, they've been fire memories.
Yeah, so there you go. But I'm talking about he's got some life changing memories. Not saying you're not life changing. It's okay. It feel crazy calling the white man life changing.
Sometimes I can be.
Oh man. All right, here we go. Choices: meet your partner's family first or their closest friends first.
This might have happened to him, so
I don't know. It doesn't really matter. I think I've met them at the same time.
You think it was like a family gathering?
So based on how that went, what would you do next time if there was a next time?
You know, it's really tough because my girl has a really strong friend base.
Yeah.
And also a really strong family base. So
he done got him a rare unicorn.
You know, there's really no way there's no wrong answer.
It's kind of like the same thing.
But I feel like,
so they're like synonymous for her. Like they're one and the same at that point.
And that's why we have like such a symbiotic relationship. You know, like
SAT word.
Yeah, that's a big word right there.
Care about each other's feelings.
But there's a point to that, because what I was telling my wife, meeting my mom don't mean nothing.
meeting first my of all, don't let Lex do his mom like that. I love his mom.
She's great.
She do. Let me tell you something about Ben. Let me tell you something about Ben.
First time I met his mom.
So Ben came to my house for
Thanksgiving.
A friend. Yeah, but we had multiple Thanksgivings. So it's not. We're not going to say you didn't have any other Thanksgiving.
Okay.
He came to my house for Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
And the Christmas decorations were already up.
Now, you know, that's how you know he's telling the truth, right?
He's been there for
sure. Because they come up November 1st.
You saw the 6-foot nutcracker and everything.
Right, Alex was like, yo, this is nothing.
You can take that to like a court and then let that be like a defender in front of you.
So what I'm saying is, so you know how, you know, my mom is. She'd be conservative. She doesn't know what's going on currently outside.
Right.
And Ben was being
Ben.
Thought
that was her.
Ben was...
That looked dead on like your mom
so,
right there.
So if it was her, she would have been talking shit.
Yeah, she would have.
That's why you need to talk about when you went to go borrow the ladder.
Oh, yeah. I'll talk about that off mic. I ain't bring that up on here. Hell no. Nah.
So he came to my house for Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
And he was being himself. I was like, hey, you know, my mom, she's my mom. But he was being Ben.
Okay.
So Ben, he's ready. He's always here for the jokes.
Yes.
It's the holidays. I'm right here to have a good time.
It was good for
I'm with family.
Drinking alcohol.
Straight away, hey, you're my man's mom. That means you're family. So I'm going to treat you like family, right?
Right, right.
You can't do that with everybody's mom.
She'll hold you for three hours.
But to shoot my mom bail, she took it very well. He told a very Ben-like joke, which was very inappropriate for... The baby boomers?
Yeah.
She took it well, and he threw it out there, and to the point where I said, oh, shit. And she was like, ha, ha, ha. And I was like, are you sure, Mom?
That's your way of checking in on her and everything?
No, but she took it well. He didn't change up because, I'm around somebody's parents.
Yeah.
Because he ran with it.
So what means more to you though? But
that's what I'm saying. I didn't care because I know. But at that point, you got to choose one though.
So would you rather your significant other meet your mom first or your people first?
I've had. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Great.
I've had jump offs meet my mom.
Okay. So then you won't let them meet your...
My family doesn't mean nothing. If my brother's going to go, a girl.
But the question is, does it mean more to you for them to meet your friends first?
My friends? Okay. No.
Like, you're that's not a big deal.
No. So what it is you're going to meet my friends when you meet them. If you meet my mom before or after that, that part doesn't mean anything.
So there's no anxiety
It's only meeting my friends.
Okay, so there
there's
you
no
go.
Anxiety.
So there's really no
family.
Choice for him.
Yeah.
It doesn't
long
matter.
Way every time.
It's only one thing.
All right, here we go. Choices: a date night every week or a date night every month?
I already know what Lex is picking. Yeah. Like once every six months.
That all he thought about was how much cash. Like,
yeah,
where?
That's what it is.
Bro would choose a drive-in. Like, yo, this is the first one.
I feel like if. You know, you and your girl have a good enough relationship. Yeah, they still want to be treated nicely, like to a nice dinner or whatever.
Right.
They still want to be treated nicely.
I don't know. Like, it's hard for me to answer because my girl's so easy.
Yeah.
So it's like, if we don't have a date, it's all good.
I think once a month is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, four times is a little obsessive.
Would you say once a month if you had no kids?
Yes. Because then at that point, it's not date night then. We just going, it's not really a date. We just going out to do something.
Well, what's considered a date?
Date night, I would say, like, getting fully dressed or, like, me getting dressed is what you see me right now. Like,
so you came out, and I know you, my man.
I've gone out to nightlife like this.
So for, no. But to shoot you some bail for the listeners, my man Ben, he's a snazzy dresser.
That's pretty nice.
No, this is not him.
But I would wear that. How you gonna tell him? He's gonna tell you who you're not.
No, what I'm telling you, this is what you would wear. He's a snazzy dresser. Now, our women told us, oh my God, you guys are going out to get late.
but you guys look nice.
No. But what I'm saying is, knowing you, I wouldn't say you're going out to get ladies based on how you're dressed right now.
Well, it's
because
funny.
I know how you do get dressed.
So after moving here, I would go out like this everywhere I went.
Yeah.
In the evening.
But
to
you
the bars,
all because
and
you
it always
because you worked. got you got wifed up right away almost.
What he's saying is it worked because like they want a more homelier feel. They don't want to feel unreachable.
No, it was more about, you know, we're in Little Italy, so everybody's a little
dead in the little of Little Italy.
He was in it all day.
Yeah, I got
you. You know what I mean?
And, he knows. If anybody knows, Ben knows.
I'm sure he knows.
They're a little stuck up.
Dead in the little.
So, you know, like I've had women tell me, like, you shouldn't be going out like that because women wouldn't talk to you.
Did you tell them that?
And then at the end of the night, they're like, what are you doing after?
Hey. I'm
like,
yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So it really doesn't matter.
All right, here we go. Choices. Go back to the past to meet your loved ones who passed away, or go to the future to meet your children and grandchildren.
He wants you to be like Coco?
So which one would it be? The future would contain like having your grandchildren and everyone else.
Yeah, but that's not fun. You know, that takes away the fun of
what
you're supposed to experience.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'd rather see my grandma. You know what I mean?
Yeah. See how she,
yeah, like
that's a great question.
Like the future, it'll be what it is. Like, what's meant to be will
can
be
I,
meant to be.
Can I throw that at you as a black man?
What do you mean? I'd probably go back to the past. The future, I'm not necessarily worried about because it's like right now in the present, I'm trying to take care of that for them. But like he said, he brought up his grandmother. Like I would love to go back and see my grandmother, man. That passing, like show her, like yo, man. Like I turned out to be all right. You know what I mean? So
you doing more than all right.
Yeah,
way more than all right.
I, you know, humble. Yeah,
but
humble
are you only saying right. that because you feel like I'm about to live another 50, 60 years?
I don't know how long.
So
I'm gonna
to
live.
go further than that.
Oh, are you saying you'd be dead before?
What I'm saying is he's saying grandma, because I don't know what it's like in that point in time.
Right.
Versus, oh, I don't care about my grandchildren because I'm gonna live eventually to be that age. Versus you go even further out to that, to the great-great-grandchildren, to the further future.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Doesn't affect me.
Yeah, like, I still want to go back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because right now, we living in a time.
I'm going further.
I ain't mad at you. That's the whole point.
That's
a choice.
Privilege.
You get to make your own choice,
I don't
man.
Need to go back because then I'll be like, damn.
You can proceed forward if you want to.
Damn, that's my family's family.
Here we go. Choice is. Come on, man. You're killing me. Choice is spend an entire year alone, or be without a home.
What does that mean? You can live with your family.
It's either spend an entire year alone by yourself, right, or live without having a house. It could be whatever you want. You just ain't got your own spot.
Does he have the group chat at his fingertips?
You said what?
Does he have the group chat at his fingertips?
I don't know if that's a prerequisite for him. It just as bad as for him.
But like, I'm saying, if you're alone but you have the group chat, sometimes that might get you through.
It's your choice, man. you want to be technical. Ain't no
but
rules.
There's a difference between being alone and being lonely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know
so
I mean?
Being like, alone, like, you could just be, like, completely by yourself or something.
Hey, this is the deepest he's been in a long time.
Yeah, like, I'm perfectly content with who I am. And but that's the thing. Like, that's why my past relationships didn't work, because I was looking for, you know, I wasn't content with being by myself.
Yeah.
And completely happy being alone.
Yeah.
But now,
well,
like,
that's pretty deep.
Everybody can hit rocks and I can sit in peace.
Because you've already been to that space
right.
and know what it feels like.
Right.
That's almost like Batman when he's like, darkness, I was born in it. Molded by
Ben
it.
Is Batman.
All right, here we go. Last one.
Batman's
choice.
Not a real superhero.
All right. You know what? No, let's stop here.
We're not doing that. We
no,
still on choices. We're not
here.
Doing that. Hold up. We're
can
not doing
clapping?
That. We're
can
not
hear
doing
me clapping?
That.
Let's
we're
stop going, here.
No, we're not doing that. Choices. Work
shout
for the
out to
job.
Mark. Fuck Mark and his Marvel superhero specialties.
Choices. Work for the job you have now for a year at double your current rate of pay, or have 1 year off with what you're making now.
Oh, shit.
My quality of life is great.
Right. He can do the double.
These are really
the
easy choices. You
so
know you, what I mean?
So you going to go ahead and take the double?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, you know I'm mean? Cool. Because, like, without work and stuff like that, man, 2 weeks go by, I'm like, man, I'm ready to, like, have some purpose again, man. That's going to be killing me.
If I'm not working, even though I'm getting double paid, do I got to spend it with my kids?
I don't know. You know what the rules of your life yeah, is.
That means I do.
But without your job, you feel like you have no purpose?
No.
Not
no.
at all.
With
no.
what you said, is
my
like,
job,
you
my
feel
job
like you would
helped,
have no...
My
no.
job helps fund my
but
purpose.
But see, that's where that question comes from. Because some people only hold purpose because of what they do for a living.
Yeah. No. My job helps me, like, fulfill what my purpose is, though. It's a tool.
Oh, okay.
Rather than
I got
the
you.
Destination.
I got you.
Yeah,
I got
yeah.
you.
Yeah, no way. No way in hell, man. All right, man. Well, shoot, man. I have one more thing that I want to discuss real quick. That was it for choices. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this racial wealth gap.
We didn't do shit you was outside for?
We didn't do shit.
No, we didn't finish it.
We didn't finish it.
We out here, man. We can save that.
All right, we can save it. I mean, we are hour and 10 in.
I only said that because I didn't know if we were going to get somebody to sit down with us.
Oh, we get people to sit down. All, I mean, we in a better spot than we was last time.
It don't matter. Save it.
Yeah, we'll save
it. It's fine. It's a good episode.
All right, so I'm going to talk about this racial wealth gap. Ben, and if you want to join in, that's cool. If you want to sit and watch, that's cool too, bro. I ain't going to stop
you. He is a different race than we are. Yeah. So he should weigh
it's
in.
It's up to him. We're talking about the racial wealth gap. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
Have you heard of
from, it? From your knowledge base, what is the racial wealth
gap? He is richer than both of us.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that he's a representative for all of his people, though.
Yeah.
So what's your knowledge base on it, if you know what it is?
I don't know enough to speak on it.
All right. So what the theory is necessarily like, hey, you might have white Americans or white people in general that hold a lot of resources and have the resources to pass it down.
Sorry.
Versus everyone else that may not have those things, right? So I'll read you an excerpt. 8 generations later, the racial wealth gap is both yawning and growing. The typical black family has about 1/10 of the wealth of the typical white one. In 1863, black Americans owned 0.5% or 1% of the national wealth. Today is just over 1.5% for roughly the same percentage of the overall population. The cause of that stagnation has largely been invisible, hidden by the assumption of progress after the end of slavery and the achievements of civil rights. But for every gain black Americans make, people in power created new burdens of discrimination, largely hidden from the sight, that thwarted again and again the economic promise of emancipation. So I heard something that went like this. One of my boys, he plays in the league, right? You killing
it's
me.
Not my fault.
One of my
it's
boys, he
fault.
Plays in the league. And so, like, when he got his money versus maybe, like, his white counterparts, you know, mm-hmm. that probably played next to him, he had to give that money back to his family to help them out
yeah.
versus somebody who may come from, like, a Gronkowski type of home
right.
who has 4 or 5 brothers or whatever, and mom and dad is set. Like, they've been set for a while. Like, either, mm-hmm. like, they've purchased, like, buildings or they've had houses and stuff right. like that. They passed that wealth down.
Whether he right. made it to the league or not.
And so that's the thing. And it's not just us. So, like, Asian Americans are actually, you know, put in that circle. Latino Americans are also right. put in that circle. You know what I mean? Native Americans, they've been taken care of, like, those who are registered, at least by, like, registers and stuff. But they're stuck
but
to, like, one plot of land.
Time,
okay, let's hear it. We having a conversation, so.
Native Americans, while they do get the casino money,
okay.
we're not going to pretend like they're treated fair.
I'm not saying they are.
Okay.
And that, by no means.
Because it made it sound
I
like
I definitely
you
wouldn't want to be stuck on the reservation just for me to get money and stuff like that.
That's out the boonies.
Because they have problems
the,
of,
yeah.
of high alcoholism just, and all those other things.
I'm just making sure we, yeah.
Yeah, that we stay in that lane. So, 60% of black households right now currently are facing serious financial problems since the pandemic. I mean, it looks like all three of us,
should we do a round table of how we feel based on our race?
Yeah, yeah, we could do it based on our race. That sounds a lot better.
So, who do you want him to start?
We'll start with you. We're going to get that shit out the way all now.
Right. So, speaking as a white man in general.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying because, especially in America, we're coming from a bunch of families, i.e. the Rockefellers, soon to be the Bezos, soon to be the...
Thinking of Tesla?
It's not Tesla.
Elon Musk.
The Musks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We were able to buy houses, buy real estate, buy businesses early from when we came to this country and pass it down from right away.
Yeah.
So, me personally, I think real estate is the best way to build wealth. But even then, we were afforded the opportunities to... whether it's real estate, business, whatever it was, we can pass that down to, even if it's only one generation, maybe 2 generations, that's a big head start.
Yeah.
And so, even though personally, I don't have anybody passing down anything super significant to me, I can understand everyone else that looks like me coming from that based on where we live, blah blah blah.
But you are gonna get something passed down significantly.
I'm gonna get a little bit of debt, but it comes with something.
Yeah.
True. There is something, but at the same time, is
And then your grandmother had her own home too then.
Yes, that's not necessarily going to me.
It doesn't matter, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, like your mom was in a position to be where she's
even
at
though,
now.
So yeah, and so that's another point. Even though me personally doesn't have the same thing as what you're talking about, the fact that even on a, we're fumbling, we're stumbling, we did everything wrong, and we're still having somewhat of something that's passing down to me.
Right.
Because of my heritage, my skin color, etc. And so the wealth gap comes from it definitely takes a generation. You have to start from somewhere, and the fact that my people had a very easy barrier of entry to get to that point to pass something down. So where I'm coming from, now my family didn't take the greatest advantage of that, but they still had that advantage.
And they still benefit from it.
They still benefit,
and you benefit
from it.
From it too.
And they did not have the same, they did not take advantage the same way they could have.
So what you think about that,
so,
Ben?
So we're going to pass it to Ben.
Time out, because I got a question for him. So Ben, you're not originally from America, right?
First generation.
For sure.
Bum, 100%. Bum.
So then, what was passed down from your people, Rose, like coming down?
Say that again?
What was passed, from your family, has there been anything that's been passed down to you guys in regards to, like, maybe investments or property or anything like that?
Definitely not.
Do you have any property in the Philippines that's going to be passed down to you?
We do, but that's another story.
It's still different.
Okay. Yeah, it's another story because, you know, people are pretty corrupt in the Philippines.
Yeah.
So what you thought you had, speaking on my mom's, what she thought she had ownership of, there's like a battle. There's a legal battle with going on over there now.
Oh, right now.
But speaking on what Alex was saying, and you know, with what you read initially, I feel like we are in between, right?
Mm-hmm.
We by no means are wealthy, right? But we are also not struggling,
right?
But people have this perception of Asians being relatively successful.
In America, you're not struggling also in the Philippines?
It depends. My family is not struggling. Well, my immediate family or?
Yeah.
My immediate family's here. I mean,
they're here.
Right. We have family who have what they would consider they're a great house.
Yeah.
Because they live next to each other, well, two people said, who are in, like squatting. You know what I mean?
Well, so, Ben spent Thanksgiving with me. Was it that same year, or was it a different year? I also went to your.
Oh yeah.
It might have been the same year. I think I went one year removed.
Twice.
I've also been. Yeah. We had a good time.
Yeah, I feel like we fall right in the middle of white people and black people.
In terms of like you're not too high, not too low, and it's like you have something though.
Right.
But it wasn't like that for generations. Or
sure. You know, we're fresh off the boat, right? Like we, you know, all jokes aside, we are still migrants, right?
Yeah.
And my dad still he had to join the military in order for him to be able to bring my mother, my sister, and I over to the States.
That's real.
So he had to make some type of sacrifice.
For sure. And
Let him finish.
And that sacrifice that my dad made alone, I think, is what I consider an investment.
Yeah.
Because it's an investment to his family.
Right.
And not necessarily owned anything, but he planned. He had a great plan to bring us over so that we, as our first generation, you know, Filipino Americans, can make a living for ourselves and then, you know, move on forward.
And right? That's the question I have is, if it wasn't for that,
right?
If it didn't have anything to do with that, would your dad want to be in the military if it wasn't for bringing his family over?
No, so before I went to school or, you know, decided to go to college, I was 100% set on joining the military right off the jump. But he did not want that. He wanted me to go to school.
But what I'm saying is for him, if he could come to America and do whatever he wanted to and bring his family over, he would not have joined the military.
But I feel like that's an option that we take because of like the benefits that the Navy
provides. No, but that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying because he was coming from a different country.
But I'm answering why, though. He's saying that like his dad like did that so that they can only get like they can get there.
No, I understand that part. Right. What I'm asking him is, because some people just really like the military.
Yeah, some people do.
So if it was... So his dad specifically, if he came over, would he want to do something completely different, or would he join the military anyway?
What would your dad? What is your dad interested in?
In the military, he was an electrician.
Yes,
and he still is.
So it would have made that much more of a sacrifice because I had to join the military for my family to be over here. Versus, I can come over to America and be an electrician. And not be in the military.
But it comes in and covers certain things. Like, did you guys live in military housing or get a stipend for housing and stuff like that?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then you were able to use...
That's not what I mean, though.
I know. I get that. I'm not trying to further your point. I'm making my own point. There's a difference. So, what are you mad at? I'm making a completely different point right now. I get what you're saying.
I'm giving his dad some praise.
And I agree with you 100%. Now I'm on to something.
Talk to Ben.
Get mad at me. So, with that being said, like, with your dad, right? Like there was different benefits when you went to school. Did you go to a state school?
I actually didn't go the traditional route.
You didn't go the traditional.
I went through a vocational school. It was a waste of money.
Yeah, but did the military help cover that or no?
No, my parents did help.
Like the GI Bill and stuff like that. Or were you able?
No, it was like a personal loan that we took out and that we paid for. That's what I'm saying is that even though we didn't own anything, my dad was still able to fully help me still go to school.
Yeah.
You know, it's still some sort of investment.
Right.
You know, like in the traditional sense of ownership, we really didn't have much.
Right.
But can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Or no, finish your... No.
That's all I was going to say.
I'm going to ask him a question.
Let's hear it.
Because you're first generation.
Right.
So I'm asking you, as a father.
Okay.
The same sacrifice that he's describing his dad.
Okay.
Are you ready to make that for your children?
I'm already ready. I've already started that. But see, that's the
thing. You want to give up this whole show for them?
Who? I don't even know what logic you're coming from right now.
Your children.
But what I would do whatever for them.
Yeah.
At that point. But what I'm telling you is like what he's saying, and then what I'm about to say is like with my pops and everything. My dad joined the military just like your dad, right?
Okay.
My family before that, they weren't as stable. Like my grandmother, my great grandmother, they weren't as stable. I mean, if we could even further, they were slaves,
right?
You know what I mean?
Right.
So like your dad's generation, my dad's generation, and maybe one before that made certain sacrifices for us to be able to have a seat at the table, and that's where the racial wealth gap comes in.
And see, that's where even though I'm white and I can try to be like, yeah, we did this, I understand that. The only part where I can't understand is, one, I don't know my dad.
Okay.
And two, where he's coming from the Irish standpoint, we were, quote unquote, not my words, somebody else's words, we were one step above y'all.
Okay.
To where it's not like we came over and we were ready to go. Oh, you're white. Irish people became white over time. So when we got over here, we weren't necessarily white right away.
But you get grouped in with that because...
No. Me personally, I do get grouped in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I understand
you
that
get grouped
part.
In with that.
But what I'm saying is when we're talking about, we're following the lineage.
Right.
And I can't...
We're following the lineage.
I can't talk to y'all with this part right now.
About your father, no. But about your mom and your grandmother,
later.
Though.
Yeah.
I mean, they were still like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And we can get like even deeper into that. But, I mean, like, that's the whole point of the racial wealth gap and also, like, looking at those hurdles, like redlining and stuff like that. Redlining is, you know, keeping certain individuals out of, like, a certain neighborhood.
Because 40 years ago, if we all went to go get a house, I'm getting the house at a lower rate than you guys are.
Exactly. And you have an opportunity
to get
it.
Assuming we all made the same amount of money, because we all make about the same amount of money.
Okay.
He's a little richer.
All right.
But
get out of my man's pockets. He's been in there all day.
I got to.
But you're right. And even then, you have access. Like, for example, like where we're at right now, I promise you, like maybe 40, 50 years ago, you probably wouldn't see loads of black people living in this area.
Not at all.
You know what
I
mean?
It's very diverse right
Anywhere
here.
Above the 8. You know what I mean? Like, even growing up in the area that we from, like, yo, I didn't really know that many people above, like, you know, the 8.
Right.
You know, the 8 freeway, I mean, that's what I'm prefacing for our listeners that don't live in San Diego. But it's like, that's a nice area. La Jolla, Claremont, all those homes go for $1 million. And they're smaller sometimes and smaller land than what you would get in the Southeast. But I mean, these are the things that we've, you know, built as a society that, you know, affects that race gap. I mean, that racial wealth gap that I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
I get what you're saying too. You can't take full responsibility. But the people that are in power look like you, though, and that's
Don't. I don't want to come off as somebody who's trying to
jump out of white. The train of white privilege.
Let me be a part of the struggle. I'm not trying to come off as that. I'm just saying is, even though I come from my background, I can still understand what y'all are talking about.
There we go. All right, man. So let's get up out of here. Three cheers, man. What's something to celebrate, man? One thing I want to get out the way first, with all seriousness, my mechanic, he passed away.
Your mechanic?
Yeah, my mechanic passed away the first week of March, man, from COVID, bro.
That's a big deal.
I'm
only saying that because, one, a mechanic is hard to find.
Mm.
Like a truthful, good mechanic that's not gonna, and that's crazy.
And he comes like what we were just talking about. He comes from that era. I mean, like his whole family works at that shop, and that's what he uses to feed them. Now, you know, thankfully, and let me give him his name, Sergio, Sergio Martinez, of Chula Vista, from Sergio's Auto Electric. Keep throwing it out there, give him the whole advertisement.
I'm not
gonna
throw
man.
No jokes out.
Nah, don't throw no jokes out, because I had to choke you over this table like Homer Simpson. but shout out to Sergio, man. Shout out to his family and everything, man. I know this is a difficult time for you all, man. But you know, definitely you want to just celebrate his life, man. That's why we three cheers in it, man. Celebrating everything he's done. Really good dude. We had problems, you know, because of me. You know what I mean? And we were able to get past it, bro. And we had like a really good relationship, so it hit me hard. You know what I mean? So yeah, anything you want to celebrate, Lex? Let me give my man this applause real quick.
Every week, I come in with the intention of having three cheers.
Yeah.
I never have it.
Damn, you let Black History Month down, too.
No, I didn't. I was, like I said, I'm pushing the narrative.
Oh,
like I
man.
Said, I was, whatchamacallit? What do you call that?
We call it,
you kicked me out. Yeah, I was, what do you call that?
I don't know where you're at, man. Ben, you got anything? We'll let him get his thoughts
you
together.
You got three cheers? You got something you want to celebrate for this week?
You guys being out here.
Hey, there we go, man. I'm happy to be here.
I can do something that easy.
Yeah, you should have.
We out here.
It's not that hard. This is the one guy that felt like he had to like come all the way out, man.
Now, honestly, I got to pee again. So,
go ahead, man. We done. You can go ahead and let it go.
Appreciate it.
I need to hear what you're talking about.
Cold Archie with it. Hard to love again, and I get it. Time and time she tried to deal with it. But fuck boy, fuck it up for real, nigga, yeah. I been in my bag for a minute. I got time today, I might spin it. I'm just trying to say I might heal it. But fuck boys, fuck it up for real, nigga, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Know you heard a lot of broken promises. Like how he's gonna treat you better than he did the opposite. Come and let me show you what the difference is. I gotta keep your wallet in your purses. We ain't splitting shit. Take a sis book. Got a Michelin cup. When he bitches get lost, I don't give him no push. Give you love and affection, trust and attention. One bad ex really fucked up the next one. Yeah, I won't forfeit. But bringing baggage from your past, gonna make this be a short trip. Questioning me daily, saying, baby, please don't play me. I say, girl, I understand I do, but at a certain point.